you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
And no, ladies and gentlemen, as we said last week, we're not starting the show over again from the top. You are, in fact, entering into the second of 3 hours of tonight's Political Cesspool radio program. But Art is right about one thing. James Edwards here with you, along with Bill Rowland, my co-host for the evening. The other co-hosts are taking the night off, that being Winston Smith and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, two beloved compatriots. But we gotta work on that. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool for the second and third hours. Anyway, Bill, we've covered a lot of ground during the first hour. I'd just like to remind folks that we still have a lot to do tonight. They're about to hear again from Mark Glenn. Mark Glenn, a man I respect very much. He hosts the Liberty Hour, among other programs on this fine network. And so Mark Glenn's going to be joining us for a few minutes, in just a couple of minutes, if that made sense. Pat Buchanan and Jared Taylor on deck, too, later on tonight. But, Bill, you know, we like to cover a lot of ground here in the cesspool. We like to deliver to our audience the truth as we know it, but we also like to make available our program to help local law enforcement. You know, we're all for law and order here in the cesspool. Law and order every time. That's us. And a little public service announcement here. Police in Scranton, Pennsylvania are seeking info on Obama muggers. And no, Obama has not been mugged. But anyway, talk about how not to support your candidate. Two black males in Pennsylvania actually wore Obama for President T-shirts while committing an armed robbery. Police are investigating an armed robbery, the story reads, at the Crossings Outlet Mall. It took place last Thursday, a couple of days ago, there in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Police said a female employee told them she was walking to her car when she was approached by two males, one of whom pointed a black semi-automatic handgun and demanded her money. After taking an unspecified amount from her, the suspects fled in a white work-type van. The suspects were described as black males, ages 23 to 30, both about 5'8" and 160 pounds, with short hair. They wore black shoes, black pants, and shirts with Obama written on the front. Anyone with information is asked to call the Scranton Police Department, 570-629-7323. Again, Bill, just doing our public service here on the Political Cesspool. And, you know, the good news would be if those two gentlemen get caught, that'd be two less votes for Obama in November. And, you know, it's a win-win all the way around, wouldn't you say?
They may be hoping for a presidential pardon later. Or maybe
they
the appointment
for their man, you know, while they were at work. So I guess that's one way to look at it. Ricky from Louisiana, are you there with us? We have a caller, Bill.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. A virgin caller to your new show. Glad you're on the air.
Glad to be here with you. What
Glad
can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, you know, that last story, I mean, how how symbolic and can you be? The black man holding you up with a gun, and then if the black man gets into office, he's going to hold you up with the law. So.
Well, it's a dichotomy. Is that the word, Bill? But, you know, again, you can't deny the men for supporting their candidate at work. You know, we need our people to do
well,
that.
You know, the irony is with all the hoopla, and this was proven in the Rock the Vote thing, with all the hoopla and all the fanfare to get out the vote, they end up not voting anyway. The youth didn't vote, and blacks in general don't vote. So, you know, although there will be a big there will be a big push this time for the black man to get out and vote for
them. I think they'll come out more this time than before, and I think that Obama is winning the black vote about 94-1. But you know, that's not.
Yeah, but that always worked out anyway for the Democrat. They always voted 90+ for the Democrat anyway. So
now it's going to be about 94%. We're about to go to break, Richie. Thanks so much for the call and the kind words. We appreciate you, Bill. 30 seconds before break. Any final word on the Obama muggers here?
Well, I'm still concerned that whites are even going to be allowed to vote in some precincts in the United States. You know, I'm wondering if this Obama fervor is going to become militancy, and that does concern me.
We'll find out. It all remains to be seen. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will do more than just fog up your windows when they return right after these messages. Maybe in the back row of the movie show.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, and joining me on the broadcast tonight, my good friend and co-host, Bill Rowland. You know, Bill, we've been in these AM radio trenches for 4 years now. Can you believe it? Come October 26th, well, I guess I'm giving us a premature birthday. Come October 26th, the Political Cesspool will have been on the AM airwaves for 4 years, now just making the monumental jump to Republic Broadcasting Network. Very rewarding, is it not?
It's very rewarding, and I just want to once again welcome all our new listeners and give us a call, let us know what you think, and send us emails for some feedback. We love your feedback.
Absolutely, and again, our website for contacting us via email or online is thepoliticalcesspool.org, www.thepoliticalcesspool.org, and of course, the number here for RBN is 1-800-313-9443, and we had a couple of callers on the line during that last segment that we didn't have the opportunity to work onto the program. So if you'd like to call in again, the phone lines are open again, 1-800-313-9443. And that being said, I'd like to welcome our second of four esteemed guests to the program tonight, a man who I've only been working with recently but have enjoyed absolutely every single minute of it, a man who needs no introduction to the RBN audience, Mark Glenn of the Liberty Hour. Mark, how's it going tonight, my friend?
James, you're too kind.
Everybody says that about me, you know. I know what it is. It's the Southern. It's just the Southern heritage.
It is. It's that Southern way.
And but it's not disingenuous. It's I mean every word I say. Mark, I wanted to have you on tonight for a couple of reasons, the first of which, so I could publicly thank you for helping spearhead this grassroots action to bring the political cesspool to RBN. As you know, we had some mutual acquaintances on our program back in June, Phil Turney, Ron Kukol, and Gary Brummett, all three men, heroes. All three men survivors of the USS Liberty, and that's sort of where our association began to develop, Mark. But what was it about our show that you seem to like so much?
Well, my personal modus operandi is help every guy on the battlefield who's shooting in the same direction you are. And just about anybody who's out there fighting the same enemies that I'm fighting, if they run out of ammo, I'm going to hand them a magazine. I'm going to say, here you go. You know, we've all got to pull together. And so, but, you know, to be honest, I do have an affinity towards Southern folks. I find them to be extremely genteel, very polite. I think that one of the greatest tragedies that has befallen our society in the United States is what took place about 150 years ago when the North basically tried to destroy that Southern culture. And I've always had, despite the fact that now I live in the Northwest, if things were different, if it were a better place to live these days, I probably would choose to live in the southeastern part of the United States. So I'm sure that probably has something to do with it, James.
Hey, we love it here. Reconstruction was hell, but we made it. And, Bill, I know, I didn't even intend to get back. I didn't even intend to get back on the Confederate kick, but it's never far from our hearts and minds here in the cesspool. I guarantee you, Bill and I both had ancestors who fought in the war between the states. Mine fell at Shiloh in the cavalry. But mm-hmm. Bill, I know you'd probably like to chime in on Mark's kind words there with regards to the South.
Well, we may all speak with different accents, but we're all speaking the same language on this program and on RBN. And I think that's the important thing. I don't know of anything that has united people of like mind more than the conditions that exist in this country and really in the world right now. And it's not only people of like mind in this country, but in other countries. We've had as a guest on our show Dr. Tom Sunich, who I hope we'll have on one of our RBN episodes as well, an absolutely brilliant man. And mm-hmm. there's a definite unity and a gathering and a gathering together of people of like mind all over the world, particularly mm-hmm. in Europe and in the Western countries, against the powers that are trying to destroy the sovereignty of nations and the individuality of peoples. And so, you know, many of us are speaking with one voice and many dialects, and that's the important thing. What we don't want is the creation of a Tower of Babel, which is where our government is taking us and where the world government is taking us.
Well, you know, fellas, if I could just spend a moment here, I'd like to pass along a little piece of anecdotal interest. When I was growing up, my grandparents had a farm out in the country, and we would go out and visit often. And for whatever reason, my grandmother had the habit of taking in all kinds of dogs to the point where at any given time there would be as many as 20 dogs on the property. Well, there was one dog in particular, a really, really nasty dog named Zora that my grandparents had. And she really bullied the others, and it really was very frightening to see. She was this big German shepherd. When any new dog came around, the very first thing she would do is she would attack that dog, and she would literally almost kill it, bring it right to the point of killing it, usually maim it in such a way, rip out an eye or rip off a foot or something like that, so the dog was permanently maimed and couldn't fight back. And all the dogs hated her, but they were terrified of her. Well, one day we were leaving, and Zora, being the bully that she was, she had a proclivity towards chasing cars as they would go down the driveway. Well, as we were leaving, the front of the bumper clipped her on the head because she'd get, you know, overly ambitious and get too close to the car sometimes. Well, it clipped her on the head and it knocked her out momentarily. And my mom stopped the car and Zora was laying there unconscious. And what happened next was like a scene out of a Stephen King movie. All of the dogs on the property, when they saw that she was down, swarmed on her from every direction and literally tore her to pieces. It was, like I said, I can still remember it to this day, 35 years later after the fact. And you see, these dogs realized that this was their one chance. This was the one chance that they had of surviving, is that when she was down, they were going to rip her to pieces. Now, sadly, this is what has happened to the United States. The United States, because of the pernicious influences that have bored their way into the infrastructure of our society and our government, we have been turned into this dog like my grandparents had. And I fear that the day is coming when we are going to be knocked out in some respect. And when that happens, all of these disparate groups that you're talking about, who understand that their survival is in a very serious peril, they are going to swoop down on us and they are going to rip us to pieces.
Well, Mark, you can see the handwriting on the wall. The storm clouds are gathering, and if our people do not come together, and it's so rare that they do come together, our movement is so easily fractionalized, if people don't begin to come together and fight together, circle the wagons, one for all for one, you pick your cliche, then I tell you, I just don't know how much longer we're going to last. And I wish I had a magic wand, gentlemen, that I could wave and that would rectify these problems, that would send us back to where we were, you know, and you know, a different place and a different time, and perhaps the founding of this, the country, we could do it all over again. I think we need a redo here. But I don't have that magic wand, and I don't have all the answers, but I do believe that if enough people get together and have positive discussions, that ideas and solutions may present themselves. And RBN plays such an integral role in that. John Stadtmiller has done such an incredible job building up this network. Such a fine and professional staff that we've been able to work with over the last couple of weeks. Such fine programs. And, of course, Mark, you host a couple of them. And we're happy to be, you know, one of the pistons in the engine here. Hopefully we can give RBN a program they can be proud of for a long, long time. Because if there's one thing that we are, it's consistent. And we're going to try to do this job to the best of our ability. And hopefully, in doing that, we'll some way, you know, provide an answer to some of these problems that we face. Because if it's not talked about, if it's not put out there for public consumption, I just don't see how we're ever going to see daylight again, because, as you know, and I'll turn this back over to you, Bill and Mark, there's so much being done right now to stifle freedom of speech and to shut up people who would dissent and to censor our people, that if it weren't for shows like this and networks such as RBN, I fear as though the American experiment, as we knew it, would have already come to a close. Bill?
That story about Zora also applies to Hillary Clinton in a better sense, I think. But, you know, there was the dog that was bullying everybody, but look what happened to her. You know, I think that the problem that this global government in the making has is that it will also turn and tear itself apart. And we have to be aware of that the people that are behind this have their own selfish ambitions, and they will eventually turn on each other, much as the communists did in the Soviet Union. The communist apparatchiks and commissars eventually turned on each other. But, you know, we have to persist in the meantime. And the thing is that everybody needs to have their place in a movement like this. I have a theory that any movement is only as good as its least effective member.
Bill, 15 seconds before break.
And, you know, that's where we've got to go. We've got to keep building people's confidence and courage and resolve to carry this thing on. I admire.
We're going to pick this up on the other side. Bill, hold the thought. Mark, please hold on the line, and we'll wrap this up on the other side.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages. Just because of that, they say, hey, he's a rebel and he'll never, ever be any good. He's a rebel because he never, never does what he should. Just because he doesn't do what everybody else does.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Now let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program, everyone. James Edwards here, along with Bill Rowland and our special guest, Mark Glenn. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we would love to hear from you at any time during the 3 hours we're on the air each week with RBN, Saturday nights, 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Call us up at any time, 1-800-313-9443. We'd love to hear from you. We very much value our working relationship that we share with our listeners from around the world, both those who have been with us since the beginning and those who have joined us, joined our audience over the last couple of weeks since we've been here with RBN. And don't forget to visit our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and join our mailing list. Bill, you were making a very good comment right before we went to break, and these breaks are like brick walls. You just got to stop. When you got to stop, and I wanted to allow you to finish making your point.
Well, I was just saying that Ron Paul, I think, did an excellent job of really getting young people interested in the political process and reforming government and understanding the real issues that face people in politics and face America as far as what kind of government we should have. And really, neither the Republican Party nor the Democratic Party have done that. Really, both parties are business-as-usual parties, and both of them really want to maintain the status quo at all costs. You're not going to hear Obama or McCain discussing, for instance, reforming the Internal Revenue Service or abolishing the Internal Revenue Service, or you're not going to hear them discussing real issues involving liberty. What you will hear them talk about is civil rights, or certain human rights, so called. But you're not really going to talk. They're not going to discuss really reforming government and bringing back the constitutional liberties that were guaranteed to us by the founding fathers. You're not going to hear them talk about religion in any real sense, as far as being a guiding principles of this country, and that there is a difference between Christianity and Islam and these other religions, and that America, even though we have drifted very far from our Christian roots and our Christian heritage, nevertheless is predominantly a Christian country. But they're not going to discuss those things. They're only going to talk about equality, egalitarianism, civil rights, and maintaining a status quo that allows them power over the entire population and without really any recourse for the population. It's become a government of decree and bureaucracy.
Mark Glenn, everyone, still on the line with us. Thanks for hanging on through the break. Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I would say that I agree for the most part. But one passing thought that I would like to leave. You know, James, you started off our conversation by saying, you know, all for one and one for all. We've all got to pull in together on this thing and understand that we have a common enemy. And I would just suggest to the people out there listening, particularly those who possibly are oversensitive to some of the things taking place today with regards to the Muslims and whatnot, keep in mind that during our own revolution, the American Revolution, the American colonists, the patriots, they wound up enlisting the help of the French, who in the previous war, the French and Indian War, or the Seven Years' War, as it was called on the European mainland, they wound up enlisting the help of the French, who in the previous war were their enemies. And the Americans during the French and Indian War, for the most part Protestants, they were absolutely sure, convinced to the very last man, that the French and their government, that they were the embodiment and the fulfillment of the beast of the apocalypse. And yet, less than 10 years later, or just actually around 10 years later, they wound up being side by side with them against the British. So, you know, this is the thing about politics and war. It makes strange bedfellows. I would encourage the listeners out there, as it pertains to the Muslims in this country and really the Muslims around the world, don't be so sure that they are your enemies, because, as I said before at the beginning of this discourse, anybody who's shooting downrange at the same enemy that I am, I consider to be an ally.
Well, certainly Iran is not our enemy, and certainly most of the countries in the Middle East are not our enemies, and we shouldn't be forsaking our national best interests for certain small countries that seem to stir up more trouble than the others in the region. Let me put it that way. So I agree.
Small countries whose name begins with an I, you know, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about.
And it's not Italy, and it's not Ireland.
What are we talking about here? Of course, everyone knows. But, Mark, listen, I know we're about to come up to our next break. We've already held you over for longer than you were appointed for. But, my friend, I do want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart, even though you say you don't deserve the credit. But thanks for the role you've played in bringing us to RBN. Thank you for the role you play in the defense of our cultural heritage and the role you play as you continue to fight for our people. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to working with you. Hopefully on this network and in other realms of battle for a long, long time to come.
All right, thanks, James. You guys take it easy.
Have a good night. Mark Glenn, everyone, RBN host also. We are about to come up on our next commercial break, and we're going straight into our next guest after these words from our sponsors. You're listening to The Political Cesspool with James Edwards and Bill Rowland. Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance Magazine, is going to be on with us right after this. Talk about recently released census projection. The census. We're going to be talking about the census right after these words. Don't go anywhere. Political Festival continues in just a moment.
Don't go away. You can continue getting your kicks when The Political Cesspool continues right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
question.
Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
To help you face the world each day, that road goes nowhere.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, joined tonight by my co-host, Bill Rowland. We are broadcasting live from our flagship station, AM 1380, WLRM Radio, throughout the greater Memphis, Mid-South listening audience, and broadcasting around the world on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At republicbroadcasting.org. Our next guest on the line is Jared Taylor, a good friend of ours, Bill, as you know, who received his degree in philosophy from Yale University. His books include Paved with Good Intentions, The Failure of Race Relations in Contemporary America. Jared has opined his thoughts just about everywhere. His articles have appeared in such publications as The Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, and The Los Angeles Times. His television resume includes appearances on Hardball and Crossfire, among many other programs. He is a frequent guest on the Political Cesspool radio program and is the current editor of American Renaissance Magazine, which is one of the foremost publications of Western thought in the world today. To go through Jared's complete bio would take the rest of the night. We just don't have that long, so let's just get him on the show. Jared, are you with us?
I am, and glad to be here.
Good to have you back, my friend, on the program. Thanks for being with us tonight, and I understand that we're going to be talking about some recently released census projections. Jared, what's the census predicting for America now?
The census for some time had been predicting that due to mass immigration from the Third World, that whites would be a minority in this country at about 2050. But they have now realized they have been doing some undercounting. Illegal immigration has a lot to do with that. And now their projections are that whites will become a minority in the United States in the year 2042. That's just 34 years from now. The curious thing about this, of course, is that this just becomes a regular news item. Nobody's supposed to pay much attention or particularly care about it. But when you look at the way whites live their lives, really, where it matters, where they buy houses, where they send their children to school, the racial composition of the country means a great deal to them. They don't stick around and wait until their child is the last English speaker in the grade school or until they're living in the last house occupied by a blonde-haired person on the block. They move out. And so whites as a whole show by their behavior that they are disinclined to live in a majority third world country, and yet they're browbeaten into feeling that they must not say anything about it.
Yeah, and I know Pat Buchanan agrees with you, Jared, on many of these subjects. He's going to be coming up on the program a little bit later on tonight, and he has actually cited your work in many of his articles, cited some of your studies from American Renaissance, and the question has to be asked. All right, so whites are going to be a minority in this country in a few more years. What does that mean, and should European Americans be allowed to comment about it? Because, you know, not a lot of dissent going on out there. And if you do say, well, maybe it's not in the best interest of America for the founding stock to become the minority here, you know, that's heresy.
Well, that's right. We live in an amazing time in which white people in the United States, and not just in the United States, curiously enough, this is sort of a worldwide white man's disease. Wherever you go, whether it's New Zealand or Canada or Europe, when white people speak up and say, well, now, hold on, I liked the country that I grew up in, and I think we have a right to keep it the way it was, then you're considered some sort of absurd hate monger or practically a Nazi, for that matter. This is something, though, that, as I say, when it really matters in their own lives, white Americans almost universally agree with me. They just don't dare say so, and that is the most amazing thing. We're supposed to be living in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and yet people will move out of Los Angeles, they'll move out of Brownsville, Texas, they'll move out of they moved out of East St. Louis a long time ago, and they won't say it's because of racial change. They'll say, oh, there was the traffic, there was a lot of pollution, or there was a lot of crime. But somehow, when they move, they somehow end up in places where whites are the majority.
I was just going to say, this is why we do our radio program, to talk about controversial topics and to see what certain leaders have to say about it, such as yourself, Jared, and what our audience has to say about it. Certainly, you know where we stand, and if anyone is confused about that, I think it's stated very clearly on our website in our mission statement, and we encourage you to read that. Anyway, the number here on RBN, 1-800. Well, where's my number at? Where'd it go, Bill? You have the number, Randy.
Yeah. I'll read it, 800-313-9443.
And that being said, of course, you can get that number at republicbroadcasting.org, ladies and gentlemen. But, Bill, this is a highly charged issue. Jared Taylor is one of the preeminent spokesmen about it. It's a powder keg. What questions do you have?
Well, Jared, obviously, when we talk about the country changing demographically, we're not talking about a blended situation. We're talking about demographic concentrations and what in the future, when white Americans become a minority, what will the country look like on the map in terms of this demographic distribution? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, I think that what will happen is that where you already have a considerable number of a concentration of Haitian immigrants, Guatemalans, Hispanics, Asians, they will continue to grow in those areas. You know, you're asking me to predict the future. Mark Twain, he said, it's very tricky to make predictions, especially about the future. But in this case, it's not all that difficult because the future has already arrived in so many different parts of the country. And so if you really want to know what the future holds for us, all you need to do is go to Miami or go to some of the border towns of Texas, go to South Central Los Angeles, and you'll see the future staring right at you. And the central element of this is that the white people who used to live in those places, and there used to be plenty there, they have all cleared out because they have seen the future and they don't like it, but they don't dare talk about it. The other aspect that has always struck me as absurd is that our rulers and our leaders and the people who think that it's their right to mold our minds are always telling us that racial diversity and cultural and linguistic diversity and becoming a minority are great uplifting and enriching things. And yet, how do they live? How do our congressmen, our TV anchor, where do they live? It's as if they were saying, you know, this diversity is such a wonderful thing that I will generously forego it, and I will let you people who have to work hard for a living, you people who are carpenters and you people who are truck drivers, you can enjoy this wonderful diversity of being the only person living in a neighborhood where there are Mexicans who keep chickens in their backyard. And you can be the person whose children experience the wonderful diversity of being surrounded by people who can't speak English in their grade school. They're so generous. They are giving us the diversity, and they're nobly foregoing it.
Well, we're the new Babylon. Okay, we're the new Babylon, and let me be clear, and there should be no confusion on the matter. This is not a conversation that was born in racial supremacy. I respect, and I know Jared and Bill, you know, we respect the different cultures, and we enjoy different cultures, but different cultures cannot live within the same landmass in close proximity to one another. It just doesn't work, and it's never worked, for that matter. Take a look at the Balkans, if you don't believe me. And we want to hear your thoughts and opinions on this, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Of course, Jared, it's been documented time and time again. With Bill Clinton was at a university, I believe it was in Portland, Oregon. He said, you know, the time of the white man, I'm paraphrasing, is up by so-and-so years. The whites will be a minority. And the entirely white audience cheered. Is there something wrong there with that picture?
Well, he said that this is going to be the great challenge and the great achievement of America. Well, his wife says the same thing. His wife, Hillary Clinton, visited her old alma mater in the Chicago area, and she looked around and she gave a talk, and she looked around and saw so many non-white faces there. She said, I'm sure, as you have discovered, this is a wonderful experience you have. When I was here, we didn't have this marvelous diversity, and I'm so envious of you. Well
you know, Hillary Clinton learned a lesson in how black Americans believe in diversity with regards to the Obama phenomenon. So, you know, she got her comeuppance there when she was routed in the black community. And, you know what? I don't blame them for voting for him.
No.
But I don't want to be told that that I'm some sort of degenerate for believing that it might be in the best interest of my family to have someone who shares the same culture, who respects the same heritage, who shares the same heroes to represent us. But, Bill, I want to turn it back over to you because I'm sure you have much to say here.
I have a quote here. I'm sure you've heard it, Jared, or at least a version of it. The goal of abolishing the white race is on its face so desirable that some may find it hard to believe that it could incur any opposition other than from committed white supremacists. Now, that's by Joel Ignatieff, a Harvard professor. Now, this is an attitude that is emanating from the highest educational institutions in this country. And with that in mind, are whites going to not only become a minority, but utterly surrender all of our prerogatives to people who have none of our best interests in mind?
First of all, we have to make clear what Noel Ignatieff had in mind in that statement. He has said that he's not talking about the physical destruction of the white race. He's one of these people who believes that race is some kind of sociological optical illusion, and that he wants people to train themselves not to think of themselves as white. And so that white people, as you and I know them biologically, will continue to exist, but they won't think they're white, and nobody else will think they're white. He's talking about some kind of metaphysical transformation of white people. But,
well, how far do you go from a metaphysical transformation, though, to a physical reality? I mean, really,
well,
in a sense, many things begin with a metaphysical transference or a metaphysical transformation. But
yes.
The point
yes.
is that this is a mentality that must have some effect when we consider the large number of young whites, for instance, who support Obama, who clearly, yes. from his past history and his past statements and his past associations, have has absolutely no interest in the best with what's good for whites, and this he wears this label of community organizer with pride, but in essence, that's a racial code too.
Well, we're going to get to that in a moment, Bill and Jared. I don't want to interrupt you, but yeah, that community organizer—that's you know—that's another reason why Sarah Palin's being called a Nazi this week is because she referred to that in sort of a comical way. But Bill, you're talking about some of these young voters, young white voters who are voting for, planning to vote for Obama. And I had a brush in with this sort of ideology on one of my CNN appearances. I was there discussing this issue, and I was pitted up against a liberal woman who says that all whites are born racist, but if we work very hard at it, perhaps we can die a little less racist than when we were born. And with that being said, you know, this is the kind of mentality that I think is, has been beaten in to specifically the younger generation of whites. I applaud the minority races in this country for celebrating their cultural heritage, for being proud of who they are. But that pride that we're told is racist when employed by European Americans. And you see more and more people, and I think that's one of the reasons why you see more and more people voting for Obama, because they cannot allow themselves to be identified as being pride in who they are. I just don't see how Jared Taylor made it through Yale University and came out with so much sense. But we have Frank on the line from Tennessee. Frank, do you have a question or comment for our guest, Jared Taylor?
Hello, James. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Frank Roman, European Americans United.
Hey, Frank, good to hear from you.
Yes, good show tonight, and I appreciate your guests, and I especially appreciate hearing from Mr. Taylor. I'd like to address a question to Mr. Taylor, if I may.
The floor is yours.
Mr. Taylor, I was wondering, well, first of all, we write extensively about the same things that you do. We try to analyze what we see and what we experience, and we try to come up with solutions for our members to implement in their lives, in their communities. And American Renaissance is a wonderful treasure trove of information. And I was wondering what type of activities you encourage your membership and the general public to do to try to counteract this demographic disaster that's heading our way.
One thing that we encourage the readers of American Renaissance to do is to contact us and then find out who the other readers of American Renaissance are that are in their area. We can supply this information in a way that leaves our subscribers' identities carefully protected. But this way, it is very, very good for people to realize it may be just down the block or just on the other side of town, are half a dozen or a dozen people who think the way they do. It's very invigorating when people who see the light to be able to get together and exchange ideas, exchange strategies, and sometimes they can work together on local issues, stopping hiring halls for illegal aliens, for example, or heckling some campaigner who's campaigning on a truckling sort of platform for Hispanics and immigrants, that kind of thing. There are things we can do locally. People do leafleting. People can get together and demonstrate sometimes. But it's very encouraging psychologically to have allies in this effort. It's very easy to think that people whose eyes are open, that we're all alone, but we're not alone. And to the extent that we can get together locally, link arms, and join forces, five people together are much more effective when they're acting together than five people individually. So that's one of the main things that we encourage, although there are many, many more, as you can certainly imagine.
Jared, I want to chime in very quickly. We're about to come up on our next commercial break. I want to thank Mr. Frank Roman for calling in with that very good question, and I very much value the work that his fine organization does as well on this issue. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Political Cesspool on Republic Broadcasting Network and on AM 1380 WLRN Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Go to our website, send us an email, join up for the mailing list. Our guest right now is Jared Taylor, the Yale-educated editor of American Renaissance Magazine. Jared's going to stick with us through the break, and when we come back, we'll have a couple of more minutes with him, and he would love to hear from you. We're talking about census projections for the demographic change in America, what it means, and should we care. 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call during the break. We'll get you on the line on the other side. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this. What time is
it? Louie, Louie time. And now let's return to the political cesspool. If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Co-hosting with me tonight, Bill Rowland, and our guest is a man who has been on just about every major television show in the country, Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance. We have a caller on the line. We're going to get to him in just a second. But, Bill, before we do, I know you have a quick question you'd like to throw to Jared.
Jared, do you think that the declining economic conditions in this country could have an effect on the demographic changes as well? I mean, could the declining economy reverse some of this immigration and reverse the demographic disaster looming for the European-American majority in this country?
Certainly. I don't wish a recession on the country, but there's no question about it that Mexicans in particular come here because they have no interest in the United States. They just want to make a buck. And if making a buck becomes tough, they'll clear out. They have no loyalty. They maintain their Mexican identity. And so long as they can make more money here than they can in Mexico, they're happy to be here. As soon as things get tough, they won't stick around and try to make things better. They'll go home. So, yes, as things get worse here, the people who don't care about America will leave. And that is a great many of the recent immigrants.
Dave from Texas, you're on the line with Jared Taylor.
Evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
How's it going? How's it going?
I was going to point out quickly something, a couple of points on this whole immigration thing. I agree with everything you guys are saying, where you're coming from in terms of the focus of your discussion. The government, in bringing these people here and letting them come here, is violating the Constitution. There are several aspects. I get into people discussions with people on this on the 14th Amendment. The way I interpret the 14th Amendment is different from the way it's being implemented. The 14th Amendment doesn't actually make everyone a citizen by proxy of Washington, D.C. It recognizes that you're a citizen, if you're a legal citizen, of your state of residency first, rather Washington second, not the other way around, unlike what a lot of people mistakenly believe. They want to repeal the 14th Amendment because they think it takes all your rights away. Actually, it does recognize the rights of the states. It's just not being properly implemented. It also doesn't give birthright citizenship to children of illegals whose parents came here illegally. Just because a birth takes place on U.S. soil doesn't make someone a citizen. You have to have your parents already been naturalized under U.S. law in order for you to be subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Therefore, if an illegal has a child on U.S. soil, that doesn't make the child a U.S. citizen. There are millions of children who are getting privileges and even recognition of citizenship that don't belong to being here. Their parents have no right to vote. They don't have a right to be here. They're violating the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution of the legal current majority, being told, oh, just wait 30, 40, 50 years, whatever it takes. One day you're going to be the minority. No, we're not. We in the Patriot Movement, now I'm not a racist person, I want to make that clear, they're legal Americans of minority heritage. Individuals should never be persecuted solely for being minority. But this is historically an Anglo or a Caucasian majority country, and it should forever remain so. I say that to whoever respectfully it may say it. Well, there should be no discrimination or bigotry to an individual who happens to be non-Caucasian, but there should be no plan of the government and globalists to steal our nation's sovereignty from us and make us into a non-Caucasian majority country so that one or more what are now minority demographic groups can be a future power over the current majority. That's wrong. And it's also
unconstitutional. Dave, we've just got a second before break. I want to tell you that I appreciate what you're saying. We agree with you. And I thank you for standing up and speaking out. I just didn't want to cut you off or have to go straight to the break. But thanks for registering your opinion tonight on the political cesspool.
Well, thank you. And I say that without bigotry to anyone. I'm just saying that's the
reality. Absolutely. Well, we're living in an age of reverse discrimination now. And
absolutely.
It's a shame that so many of our people feel embarrassment for speaking up or feel as though that there's some sort of a race bigot for insisting that we should have the same opportunities as everyone else as European Americans. Dave, thanks for the call. Jared, sit tight. We're going to bring you through one more break, and then we're going to get some contact information for your fine organization. We'll be right back in the political cesspool right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Don't go away. The political cesspool guys will do more than just fog up your windows when they return right after these messages.
Maybe in the back row.
Gold has been.